This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Before we enter into the lesson, I'd just like to mention something very important regarding the fasting and something that we might do, and it will be a benefit to all of us. This issue regarding dua, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to not let this opportunity go to waste, especially the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all this chance. It was mentioned or narrated by Abu Dawood on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثلاثة لا ترد دعوتهم. Three people will not have the dua rejected. And the first one that he mentioned was Al-Imam Al-Adil, the just ruler. The second one, As-Sa'im Hatta Yaftura, the one that is fasting until he breaks it. And the third one, Da'watul Madlum, the oppressed one. So we understand from the shahid, from the hadith is, which concerns us most now, is the one that is fasting until he breaks it. This year we all have 19 hours that we're fasting. Many hours of the day. And this hadith applies to this particular situation of a person that is fasting until he breaks it. Year in, year out, we have our obstacles and we have our things that we need and things that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Many of us, we want a house. Some of us, we have a lot of debt. Some of us, especially for the youngsters, they want to get married, and etc. Many things that we want. And most of us, we all want Jannah as well. So it's a great opportunity for a person to be busying himself with this issue of dua. And the most important thing that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon His obedience and likewise the religion. How many stories do we hear? How many things happen on a yearly basis, on a daily basis? A person is a Muslim, a few days later he leaves the fold of Islam. Many different stories. It's happened to people that are better than us, who have more knowledge than us, and also people that we hear all the time. Today, mashallah, he's upon khair, he's doing righteous actions, he's in the masajid. A few weeks later, you find him in the nightclub. Just to show you that the obedience and the hidayah is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was from the greatest of the people who ever touched on this earth. He is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him firm. Look what he says. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik, wa fi riwayatin ala ta'atik. O turner of the hearts, keep our hearts firm upon your religion, and another narration upon your obedience. And it came another hadith that was narrated by Imam Ahmad. فَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ لِعِبَادِكَ فِتْنَةً فَاخْبُضْنِي إِلَيْكَ غَيْرُ مَفْتُونَ. And if you want any fitna for me or your slave, then take me away from this dunya and I'm not maftun. I'm not infatuated or I haven't been corrupted. You have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this. Imagine how our situation is. We could step out of that door and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns our hearts. Like it came in the hadith, in sha'a qama wa in sha'a zaqa. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He keeps it firm. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He deviates it. So, it's upon us all to keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. And it's the most important thing that we should be asking Allah azza wa jal, especially in the month of Ramadan. We hear from our own brothers. Naam, you find like the Sheikh one time he was mentioning, people that were upon the religion, now they've become atheists. And some people now in London, they have begun to curse the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, to curse. Yani they've adopted this ideology, this false ideology. Even though one day they were all like us. But because whatever happened, they've become like this. So it's very important that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a constant basis, al-hidayah. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, just to show you that the hidayah is only found from Allah azza wa jal, not from anyone else.
لا نبيا مرسلا ولا مغلق يعني ملك المقرب. الله said ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا. Had we not kept you firm, meaning O Muhammad, you would have leaned towards these people. Just to show you that the hidayah is from Allah Azza wa Jal and none of us are safe. Anything can happen to us any single time. طيب, carrying on with our weekly lessons of Umdatul Ahkam, the Imam Al-Hafid Abdul Ghani Al-Maghdasi says in the 6th hadith, which is the 196th hadith in the whole book, he mentioned the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that she said, كَانَ يَكُونَ عَلَيَّ الصَّوْمُ مِنَ الرَّمَضَانِ فَمَا أَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ أَخْضِيَ إِلَّا فِي الشَّعْبَانِ. There would be times where I have to pay back the psalm. I have missed some psalm or some fasting days and I had to repay it. And I wouldn't be able to make up this fasting except in the month of Sha'ban. Sha'ban is the one month before the Ramadan. So maybe she's missed a few days inside Ramadan, then she wouldn't pay it back or do it again except after a whole year. So there was basically an 11-month period within the Ramadan that she missed the days of Sawm and the next one. طيب, some ahkam related to this issue of paying back the Sawm at a later time. We clearly understand from the hadith that it is permissible that a person can lighten repaying back the Sawm even if it was 11 months. Because Aisha radiallahu anha, she only done it 1 month before the Ramadan. She done it in al-Sha'ban. And which also shows you the issue about that it doesn't have to be done at al-Fawr, which means you don't need to do it straight away. Because the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in the Quran, فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَامٍ أُخَرَ. A person, if he's a traveler or he's sick, na'am, he can pay it back at another time. And this is mutlaq. It's not muqayyid. It's not restricted to a particular time. And there's a difference between this and the salat. If a person misses the salat due to some of the ahadith, he has to do it straight away. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ نَامَ عَنْ صَلَاتٍ أَوْ نَسِيهَا فَكَفَّارَتُهُ أَنْ يُصَلِّيهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا. If a person now sleeps over the salat, or he forgets it, then the Prophet used the letter fa. Whoever studied Arabic, you should know this. It's very well known in the grammatic Arabic rule that the fa, it indicates quickness. You have to do it straight away. That when a person wakes up or he remembers, he does it straight away. And that's his expiation. He doesn't become sinful as long as he does this straight away. As for the siyam, here you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said another day. It is not restricted, and there's no grammatical rule that indicates you have to do it straight away. طيب, another issue related to this, does this person have to do it sticking together? For example, now you've missed 7 days in the month of Ramadan. After Ramadan now, does he have to do it 7 days straight after each other? The answer is no. You have the Amat Ahl al-Ilm. The majority of Ahlul Ilm, they say, whether a person does it in 1 month, 1 day, the other in another day, the other in the other day, then there's no problem. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has not restricted it in the Quran. He said, فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. You can do this in another time, like Allah Azza wa Jal said. There's no specific restriction and no specific proof that you have to connect it and do it straight away. And you have people like Mu'ad ibn Jabal, Anas ibn Malik, Ibn Abbas, and the four imams, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmed, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Malik, and likewise Shaykh Uthaymeen, they all hold this opinion that a person can split it up within the year because there's no specific proof that you have to specify it in a particular time. طيب, what happens now if the month of Ramadan comes and you still haven't fasted the missing days that you left off? Here likewise you have the Amat Ahl al-Ilm that they say a person, he pays it back after Ramadan. And there's no fidya and he doesn't have to feed the miskin. Even though there's some yani ikhtilaf regarding the issue, but most of them they say that a person, he does it after Ramadan. He fasts, مثلا the new Ramadan, and the days he still got left from the past Ramadan, he does it after. And likewise, a person shouldn't be lenient and lazy in doing this, because Allah Azza wa Jal, He has told us to hasten to doing the khairat. And this is a big responsibility. You could die, and it will be wajib upon your, actually it will be recommended, and it's also upon your awliya, your wali, maybe your father, and those that are close to you, they have to repay it back, and it could be hard upon themselves. A person shouldn't be lenient and likewise lazy in fulfilling this obligation. It should be very quick. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, فَاسْتَبِخُ الْخَيْرَاتِ, hasten to good deeds. And He said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, and hasten to seeking forgiveness from your Lord. And you find Aisha radiallahu anha, the hadith that we mentioned, she tried very hard in doing it before the new Ramadan came. Likewise, this should be our case. We shouldn't try and delay it before the next Ramadan comes, because we don't know when we could die. And if anything, if we're not don't have the ability, we do it before the next Ramadan. Type the other issue, which is very commonly asked and talked about as well. You have after the month of Ramadan, supererogatory like Nawafil Sawm. Days like Ayam al-Bid, Yom al-Ashura, and also the fasting of Yom al-Arafah, and the 6 days of Shawwal. Is it permissible for a person now to do them Nawafil or them Sunnahs before he pays back the missing Sawm? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a great virtue of fasting 6 days after the month of Ramadan. He said, "Man sama Ramadan, thumma atba'aha bi sittatin min Shawwal, kana ka siyam ad-dahr." Whoever fasts Ramadan and he follows it up with 6 days of Shawwal, then it is like that this person is fasting the whole year. Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi, we all know who Shaykh Uthaymeen is, from the greatest of the scholars and the fuqaha of this time. He talked about this issue in detail and mentioned a very important factor. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan," whoever fasts Ramadan, meaning whoever fasted 30 days of Ramadan. In the Arabic language, you wouldn't say this if a person missed like half. Okay, but he said, whoever fasts the Ramadan, meaning the 30 days of Ramadan. So if a person now has missed maybe 20 days of Ramadan due to particular reason, then the 6 days after Ramadan doesn't apply to him. And this virtue doesn't apply to him as well, because he hasn't fasted the whole of Ramadan. So in this particular case, a person, if he was to fast 6 days, it would be like normal 6 days. Nawafil mutlaqa. But it's not the same virtue that is mentioned in the hadith. So a person, if he has the ability to fast after Ramadan and he's missed maybe like 20 days, it's upon him to do the 20 days and pay back the fasting that he's missed. طيب, the days of Shawwal, the 6 days, does he have to do it straight after the Ramadan? It came in other narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited for a person to fast on Yom al-Eid. On that day, there's no question that a person doesn't fast, because it's the day of celebration for the Muslimin, and it's not a day of fasting. And the 6 days of Shawwal, the Prophet said, Sittatin min Shawwal. Min, also in Arabic language, is something called Tab'id, but it's not important at the moment. Whether it is the first day of Shawwal, or the second day of Shawwal, or the end of Shawwal, a person obtains this virtue, and this is the opinion of the four madhahib and the Amat Ahlul Ilm. He doesn't have to do it straight after Ramadan. If he does one on the 5th of Shawwal, or one on the 10th, one on the 15th, then absolutely there's no problem regarding the issue. طيب. Now we'll be moving on. A person now, if he dies, and he's got some days of fasting still to do. The 7th hadith in this chapter, which is 197 in this book, of Umdat al-Ahkam and the seventh hadith in Kitab al-Siyam. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man mata wa alayhi siyamun sama anhu waliyuhu. Whoever dies and he still has to fast. Mathalan, he's missed out some days of Sawm. Then the one that fasts for him is his wali. And I'm going to explain what this wali is. Is he the neighbor? Or is he someone else? Is he the brother? Is he the father? And etc. Hafidh ibn al-Hajar and Shaykh Uthaymeen, they shed light on this issue. Hafidh ibn al-Hajar is the one that explained al-Bukhari. Na'am, and he said that the intended purpose of al-Wali is a person that is close to you in your family, a close relative. Maybe the brother or the father and also the sister, people like this. And you find Shaykh Uthaymeen, he mentioned something else, he said the warith. The warith is the inheritor. When a person dies and he has a lot of money with him or whatever money he has, there's people that inherit him. The mother, the father, the sister and the brother. And there's no contradiction between the two. Because the warith is already the close relative. Is already the close relative. So the one that fasts upon him is the wali. طيب. The second issue is it wajib upon the wali to fast upon this person? Or is it recommended? For example, now I die and I have a son. Is it wajib upon my son to fast upon me? You have the majority of Ahlul Ilm, and some of the Sahaba, they said that it is recommended for him and it's not compulsory upon him, because the difference between compulsory and recommended, compulsory you have to do, it's wajib. If you leave it off, you are sinful. Mathalan, leaving off the prayer, leaving off the sermon, etc. And you have some supererogatory acts, nawafil. If you do it, you get rewarded. If you don't do it, you don't become sinful. Like 2 rak'at before Fajr, something that is recommended because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi done it, etc. The majority of al-ilm said it is recommended for the wali, like the son or anything like that, to fast upon this person. It's not wajib upon him. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, وَلَا تَزِرُوا وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And a person shall not carry the burden of someone else. If he's able, he does it. If he doesn't able, it stays in the dhimma of this person. It's still a right upon this person. طيب, the other hadith, we'll be reading 2 more hadith inshallah, which is also from the same issue that we're talking about now. The hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qal, جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أو رسول الله إن أمي ماتت عليها صوم شهر أفأقضيه عنها. I have a mother and she died and she still had to fast a whole month of Ramadan. Is it upon me to pay this back? Do I have to do this? So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied to her and said, If your mom had debt, would you pay this? She said, yes. لو كان على أمك دين أكنت قاضيه عنها. قالت نعم. She said, yes. So then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied to her by saying, فدين الله أحق أن يقضى. The debt of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more of a right that you pay back. All of us, if we had debt and etc., we would be very, very trying hard to pay this debt back. And here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has similarized the issue of debt with fasting. Just like how we would be running around getting depressed because we have debt. I deal with a lot of debt collectors in my work and I see how depressed they are as soon as they have debt. They call in, they're going absolutely crazy. Going through depression, they send in 100 letters, they're begging you and etc. And also it goes back because they took riba and things like that. So the shahid here is that this is the debt of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it is wajib upon you to pay back this debt. Just like how you'd be running around for your debt, you should be running around and giving it a lot of concern. طيب. How can a person now pay back this debt of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's a common issue as well. The issue about 15 people fasting on one day. For example, now a person might have 20 days that he needs to pay back. 20 days. And the father has passed away. And it's still upon him 20 days to make up these fasts. And he has 20 children. Is it permissible for these 20 children now to come on this day, on one day, and every single one of them, he makes that fasting. And they pay off the debt in one day. Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that there's no difference between paying back the deen on one day or maybe on another day. Because it would be the same thing. And you find here that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made this issue similar to the deen. Another important issue, and it's the last thing we will say regarding this topic, is it permissible for an ajnabi, which is like someone that is not part of the family, maybe your neighbor or your friend and etc., to fast for you after you've passed away? Also a very common issue that has been talked about. You find that Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi and also Hafidh ibn Hajar, the one that wrote the explanation on Sahih Bukhari, and also Imam Bukhari, they say that it is permissible for a person that is an ajnabi, like your friend or your neighbor, to fast for you if you die away. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made the issue of sawm similar to deen. If I have a friend now, mashallah, who is very close to me, very good friend because he's paying back £500 of my debt, and he does it for me, then in reality, in the deen of Islam, yujzi, my deen is paid back for whatever reason. And because the Prophet has made these two issues similar to each other, then the sawm can be paid back by the ajnabi or your neighbor or your friend as well. And also there's an unanimous agreement between all the ulama. If you have a person or a father of a close relative and he is very, very old and sick and he can't perform the sawm, then you can't do the sawm for him as long as he's alive. He could be 20 years not able to make the sawm. Na'am? You can't do any sawm for him until he passes away. And you have to wait for that particular period until he passes away. And the last hadith that we take today, inshallah ta'ala, is the hadith number 9. And Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, the authority of Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجل الفطر. The people will still be upon good as long as they keep hastening to breaking the fast. It came in another narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يزال الدين الظاهر ما عجل الناس الفطر لأن اليهود والنصارى يؤخرون. And the hadith is sahih. Sheikh Mubal, he mentioned in the Muslim sahih and he declared it to be hasan. The deen is still apparent, dahir, as long as the people, they keep hastening and breaking the fast. Because the Jews and the Christians, they lighten it. You find that the Jews and the Christians, they lighten breaking the fast until they see the nujum, see the stars. They don't do it the same thing as us. That's the difference between us and them. And you also find that the Rafidah, they also lighten the fasting until they see the Nujum. And this is something similar between the two parties. I remember one time when we was in Damaj, the place that I was studying, and we went out for Sa'dah. Because Sa'dah, you find that the whole area, yani the whole area is Shia except for that school that was there. So we went out, and it was the time of Maghrib. And we saw one of the other people there. So we started to eat. We was on top of a car. Here you find that the people, they travel around the back of a car. You know how you find on the movies that a person in the Sahara, etc. People, they travel on cars and things like that on the back. So you're standing up while you are traveling outside of Damaj and the place that I was studying. And there was a few people on there. There's maybe a good 20 people on there. and they are traveling outside that institute that we was. 20 people on top of a car. So the shahid was, it was the time of Maghrib, and the people, they started to eat. And there was one from the other camp, and he started to eat as well. And his friend was with him. So out of the blue, this person is shouting at him, going mad at him, saying to him, how can you fast and break your fast now? Why? Because they, what they believe is that the fasting only takes place when you see the Nujum, and they don't fast with us. The point is that these people, they're very similar to the Yahud in this particular issue, and they break their fast only when they see the fasting. As for us, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, and what he was mentioned in the hadith, we fast when the sun sets. And a person, as soon as he sees the food, obviously when the adhan is gone, and when the sun is set, it's upon him to be quickly in breaking the fast, and not late in it for any particular reason. Have water, have timr, then go eat. And this is what the thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to break his fast with. Anas ibn Malik one time, he said, there wasn't a time except that the Prophet, he would break his fast with water, and then he would go out and pray. In some scenarios you find a person has a full meal, yani for a good 10 minutes he's eating, 15 minutes he's eating, and it becomes difficult for him to go and pray. Maghrib goes past, Isha goes past, Tarawih goes past, he's lying on the couch because he's knocked out. Why? Because he's eaten so much and he can't even pray. What you have to do is combine the two things, have a bit of water, and likewise some timr, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he done, go out and pray and then enjoy your meal. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll be mentioning some things related to the medical point of view of why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat timr and also water, and the hikmah behind it, and what Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi was from the doctors and also from the great scholars said regarding this issue. Jazakumullah khair for attending and listening. And inshallah we'll be carrying on next week, Wednesday and Thursday after Asr.